Good morning, Northwest. How's everybody doing? Come on, put your hands together if you're excited to be in the house of the Lord. Hey, today is a milestone Sunday for us as a church because today marks the release of our very first live worship album, A New Song. Come on. And you know, I love that title, A New Song, because it comes straight out of the Bible. If you look through the book of Psalms, there's many places in the book of Psalms where it talks about sing a new song to the Lord. For example, in Psalm 33, it says, sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. You know, there's one person that pointed out, and I want you to recognize this, that even in the old songs, so think about the book of Psalms is really ancient Israel's hymn book. Even in the old songs, we're told to sing a new song. And a new song is always our response to the new and fresh thing that God is doing. And so today, the service is gonna flow just a little bit different than normal, as we are gonna celebrate and we're gonna sing the new songs that the Lord has given us as a church. And these are the songs that really capture the story that God is continuing to write through our lives and through our church. And so in just a moment, we're gonna start to worship. But before we do that, I wanna show you a video that really captures the heart behind this album.
It's important to fill our churches' minds and hearts and mouths with songs that teach us about who God is and what he does, because music is so powerful.
Everybody has a song that's playing in their life.
We have a song to lift up to Jesus that nobody else can. There was somebody who, when they had heard the story of the song and when we first introduced it at church, came up to me and my wife and said, that meant so much to me.
It's funny, you know, you listen to these songs and you're like, and you hear the story behind them, and you think, oh, wow, you know, what an impactful story. But then you go through life and you come across a scenario and all of a sudden this song has a whole new meaning.
I think it's important for us to just get the message of this house out.
And I see those songs as not only being impactful to us, but impactful to others as they sing them, because it is a testimony.
But when you think about music, like, Jesus loves your voice. I don't care if you're a person who is the screechiest, most unpleasant sounding to other people. It's like he hears something beyond just the frequencies that people hear, and he hears the position of your heart and your adoration to him.
Knowing that collectively we get to lift the name of the Lord.
My favorite moment on the album is the last 2 minutes of Highest Praise. It captures why we do this, and it's our church singing by themselves.
Look how far we've come. Look what God has done.
Well, church, why don't you stand with us? Let's worship the Lord.
There's a hope, there's a healer for every kind of pain. There's a friend, there's a refuge for the lonely and betrayed. There's nobody that Jesus can't reach. Come and see, come and see. I can tell you cause he did for me. He set me free, he set me free. He put a new song in my mouth, gave me a new day, broke all of my chains. He set my feet up on the rock. His love has saved me, so I'm proclaiming how he picked me.
live each day with heaven in mind, free from the worries of tomorrow, with faith to believe.
And you're love, you're the one creator.
Say, Lord, there is no other name. There is no other name by which we can be saved. There's no other name by which we can be set free. So, Lord, I pray that you would continue to speak to our hearts, that you would inhabit the praises of your people, as your word says. Thank you for what you're doing in this church, Lord. And as we've been praying all year long, Lord, we pray that you would do immeasurably more than we could even ask or imagine through your Spirit's power at work in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Man, it's good to see you, church. Hey, we're going to continue to worship in just a few moments. Why don't you go ahead and grab a seat? But before you do, why don't you go ahead and turn to somebody and just say, welcome. Good to see you. All right. Well, hey, like I said, in a few moments, we're gonna continue to worship. And you know, we have been, like I just prayed, we've been praying all year. Our word for the year is more. And we've been asking God this year just to do immeasurably more than we could ask or even imagine in our lives and through our church. And you know, there's many stories that we've got to witness this year of God doing immeasurably more. Just last week, we got to celebrate last Sunday. Last Sunday, just in this service alone, normally we wouldn't do baptism last Sunday, but we did a spontaneous baptism and 17 people in this service came forward and got baptized. Some of the stories just is incredible. And so first service last week, this service went kind of long, so we ended at like 20 or 30 after, and I'll make up for it today. We'll try to get you out just a little bit sooner than that today. But I had one of the team members come like and say like, hey, should we try to like, you know, second service, tell people to go get their kids from Discoveryland so they're not waiting in there so long? Because, you know, it kind of went long. And I said, well, usually second service, you know, we don't generally have as many people come and get baptized or as many people in the service. First service is kind of like, you know, it's the largest attended service. So I just said, no, we'll just run it how we did it first service. It'll be fine. We should end at normal time. Well, second service, if you weren't here for that, we called people forward to get baptized, and 27 people came forward and got baptized. So we baptized 44 people last Sunday. There were 32 people who indicated first-time decisions for Jesus Christ. And I just go, man, God did more than we could ask or imagine. And, you know, we've had large baptisms before. But I'll tell you, and every time we do baptisms, they're impactful. But I can just tell you for me, and probably those who were here and got baptized, there was something that was deeply impactful to me last week. Because it's, to be honest, there's not a lot of like, I depend on God every Sunday, but when you have 100 people pre-registered to get baptized on a normal baptism Sunday, you know 100 people are gonna come forward. It's not like you're like, okay, there's 100 people coming forward, who else wants to come with them? But last week, I was like, Lord, I don't know if anybody will come forward. And I might be the only one standing up here by myself. And then I'll just be like, well, I was thinking through, like, if nobody comes forward, just say, hey, it's all good. Everyone's been baptized. All right, go home. But to see the Lord work in people's lives last week was just deeply impactful to me. Even if one person would have come, I would have just been like, Lord, thank you for what you did. And for 44 people to come forward and step up here. In second service, we had two young ladies who said, I'm not even going to get changed. They got baptized in their hoodies and jeans. They're just like, I'm in. So last Sunday was very deeply impactful and is one that I'll always remember. But today is one of those Sundays as well. As we talk about immeasurably more, today is extra special as we talk about the release of this album, because what you're seeing today is really a seed that was planted in our church about 20 years ago by our founding pastor. And today we have the privilege of seeing that seed that was planted many years ago come to fruition with the release of this live album. And so what I wanna do for a few moments is I wanna show you a video that will really take you back to how this all began. And I think the more you understand how it began, the more we begin to appreciate what God has done in our day. So let's watch together.
Three, Billy. This album is really a dream come true for me. The songs that arise out of the people are usually a response to a fresh move of God. There were signature songs along the way that we were grabbing from other places because they represented what God was doing among us. But then in 2006, when I came back with the whole E4 that we needed to encounter God and the fullness of his love and power, we need to be established in the faith, we need to be equipped so that we can really move in the gifts of the Spirit, and then we need to engage the world. It was a signature moment for me, and I felt like God said there will be music that will carry this in the days ahead. We started having some people on staff even then begin to write some songs. I can remember Harold Green writing a song that really came out of his own experience, but it carried the language of that new day.
Lord, give me an encounter.
I began to dream that if we had songwriters and out of Northwoods could come music that would not only represent the new thing God was doing, but music that then would help others come alive.
I remember several years ago, we were just in a staff meeting and Pastor Cal had just felt it on his heart, I guess. And so he said to a few of us music team staff who were sitting there together, he said, I just really believe that God is doing a new thing and he's going to give new songs to our worship team. And we're going to start singing songs that are out of the overflow of what God is doing at Northwoods. And that really sort of reignited a flame in me and in several other team members to dive into writing songs, pursuing the Lord's heart. But then over the next few years, it was interesting how we had this goal, this dream, desire, but it felt a little bit like we just couldn't quite figure it out, and we couldn't crack the code, if you will. So I was Googling one day, online worship songwriting classes, and up popped Chrissy Nordhoff's Writing Worship, and we thought, wow, this is incredible. She's got some amazing tools. And so then we actually brought her and her husband and one of their staff team members up here to Northwoods for a weekend where we did a songwriter's training, and she got to pour into us and invest in us. We actually took some time out of that weekend just devoted to writing songs, and it was so exciting to really sense God beginning to pour out a new thing. And now we not only had this dream and this passion, but we had the tools and we could come together and really create some things that were going to impact our church.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
see,
something that, like
see, that.
That
feels good.
Something like that.
I think we need content.
So slowly we started doing one song at a time. You know, it started with the very first song we introduced to the congregation.
Hey, we want to teach you a new song that I really believe is going to be an anthem of hope for our church this year, because he has made us more than conquerors through his love. Amen.
It was just a really sweet time to try something new and to worship together until we had built up, you know, maybe five or six songs that we were doing together. And every Sunday when we would sing those songs, we'd hear from people, hey, how can I listen to that? And so the more we started to hear that, the more we started to say, we need to record these songs. And as we've prayed through this project and what really encompasses what God is trying to do here and what we want to see him do in the future, that phrase, a new song, just stood out above anything else, because it's truly God who gives us a new song. There's a book I read years ago, and in that book, the author talked about what he called the 20-year rule. And he said, if someone grew up in your church and they sang your songs for 20 years, what would they know about God? And that question has shaped me a lot. And I would say if someone listens to this project, I would hope that they're impacted by the truth of who God is in a fresh way, in a real way, and in a way that deepens their faith.
Amen. Amen. You know, watching that video, it reminded me of a passage in Scripture. In 1 Corinthians, where the Apostle Paul said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. And you know, as I think about this album today, I'm not the one that really planted the seed for this. This was a seed that was planted many years ago. But I kind of feel like Apollos in that I've had the opportunity in my role to just come alongside and water what was already there by encouraging, supporting the team, praying for them. And I will tell you, there are not just, I mean, there's a lot more people involved in this album than just, than you see on the stage. There are a number of people in this church that God has gifted in incredible ways when it comes to writing songs, making music, I mean, all the different things. It's just, we are blessed. And at the end of the day, though, what I want you to understand is that passage says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. At the end of the day, the only one who really gets credit for what's happening today is God, because he's the one who makes things grow. And so we are just, we just love what the Lord is doing. And, you know, in a couple of places in the video, you heard Pastor Cal and Amy share their hopes for these songs, that they would impact people on a level that helps them come alive in their faith. And, you know, we're grateful that we're already hearing stories of that happening in people's lives. For example, we had one person share with us that they said, I was at a routine dental cleaning, and the hygienist told me, she goes to Northwoods. She and her husband had been walking through a season of infertility when she first heard Weight of Glory, and it refueled her hope in God's plan for their family. Another person shared, at church, I ran into a friend who was formerly a pastor at another church. He shared that he had been hurt by a church several years ago, but after he watched the video of the song More that I posted on Facebook, he came to church for the first time in years and declared that he knows God still has more in store for him. Come on, that's amazing. And we hope there's many more stories just like that. And it touches my heart to hear how the Lord has used some of these songs. But and it really gets at what I just shared with you, the purpose for which God gives us new songs. I want you to look at Psalm chapter 40 with me for just a moment. Psalm 40 says, this is King David, he wrote and said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. And then it says, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. So here King David, you see, he talks about the slimy pit and the mud and the mire, which really refers to a time in his life where he felt helpless and hopeless. He was stuck, unable to gain any traction. And you know what? Maybe there's some of us here today who you hear that and you go, that's the exact place I'm in today. Maybe you can relate. Well, I want you to take note of how David got out of the pit. It wasn't by trying harder. It wasn't by just getting himself out, not by willpower, but by God's power. He said, God lifted me out of that pit, set my feet upon the rock, and it's God who brought him to that time. And friend, if you feel hopeless and helpless today, I want you to know the same God who brought David through is He will see you through. He's the same God. And just as he was faithful then, he will be faithful now. That's the same God we serve. And he'll bring you through. But notice, it's out of being delivered from that pit that David says, he talks about a new song God had given him. He says, he put a new song in my mouth, which tells us that a new song is simply our response of praise to the new and fresh thing that God has done in our life. And you know, I've just found if you just look at your life, we are wired this way. We are wired to give praise, to let praise come out of our mouth when we witness something amazing, wonderful, and beautiful. You know, you hear me talk about the Packers a lot here, and I apologize for that sometimes, but I'm gonna keep doing it, sorry. But there was a time I remember back in the early 2000s, give an example of how this works. The Packers were in the playoffs. They were playing the Seahawks. And in the playoffs back then, it was sudden death. So whoever scores first, they win. They're moving on. Other teams going home. And I remember the Packers were, they were playing their old backup quarterback. He was the starter for the Seahawks. And at the coin toss, they won, the Seahawks won the coin toss, and he said, we want the ball and we're going to score. And so the Seahawks start driving the field, and you know, I'm over there like biting my nails, like, oh my goodness, the Packers might lose. And I remember the Seahawks quarterback made a pass, and a Packers player picked it off. It was a pick six, ran it all the way back for a touchdown. I mean, the place was going nuts. And I remember when I had, when that happened, I got up, started screaming, and I ran out the back door of the house and down the sidewalk and was just like, let's go, let's go. I was screaming. I was like praising the Packers. It was just like, oh my goodness, look what happened. Oh my goodness. I was praise coming out of my mouth for the Packers. And what I want you to understand is that this is our natural reaction when we encounter things that we think are wonderful, amazing, and beautiful. And since this is true, how much more should we celebrate and praise God for the victory he has accomplished through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the victories he continues to work out in our life. He's worthy of our song and our praise. Now, does that mean these new songs are always songs that are written and composed and recorded? No. Not always, but that's certainly one application. And look with me at how God intends to use the songs. The very next part of the verse says, right after David said, he gave me a new song. He says, many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. So there is a sense in that the new song that arises out of a heart in response to the new thing that God has done isn't meant to be just for us, but it is to serve as a testimony to others of the greatness of our God. This is why we have decided to record these songs, so that they continually serve as a powerful reminder of God's goodness in our lives. See, this album isn't about lifting high the name above the door of the church. It's about lifting high the name that is above all names, and that is Jesus Christ, and that they stand as a testimony and a witness to his goodness and his greatness and his love in our lives. And so these next few songs that we're going to sing are songs that were birthed out of different experiences amongst those who wrote them, but they really share the same truth. That we serve a God who is faithful, whom we can trust, no matter what we are walking through.
Pain will turn to beauty, and joy will come from morning.
Amen. Church, you can go ahead and grab a seat for just a moment. You know, like I shared earlier, this is a milestone moment for us as a church. Emphasis on the milestone moment. And so just for a few minutes here, I want to kind of connect the dots for you. And I want to take you back to something our founding pastor shared over 3 years ago on the day that I was commissioned as the next senior pastor at Northwoods. He talked about in that service, the stones that we have set up out front of the church. I'll show you pictures of these if you've never seen these. There is a stones out front of the entrance over here. And all those stones represent, if you've never seen those represent milestone moments in our history. Our first service, the day we purchased this land, our auditorium was completed. And the idea for those stones comes out of a passage of scripture in the book of Joshua. When the Lord parted the Jordan River and all the people of Israel walked across on dry ground. And on that day, the Lord said, I want you to grab 12 stones from the middle of that river where I parted the water. And I want you to take those and I want you to set those up as a memorial to future generations of what God did. So that when your children come and ask, what do these stones mean? You're able to look back and say, let me tell you what they mean. I want to tell you what God did on this day several years ago when he parted the Jordan River. So that's kind of where the idea comes from. And so with that in mind, we're going to watch just a short clip of what Pastor Cal shared with us on that day a few years ago.
I'm grateful for the stories that those rocks out front represent under my leadership at Northwoods Community Church. And trust me, John and the rest of my children have heard the stories many, many, many times. But now, under John's leadership, I'm believing God for some new rocks. What we're going to do this week is we're going to move those old rocks back. We're not getting rid of them. You know, we want you to, I always say, John, I want my ceiling to be your floor. So we stand on the foundation of what God did. And what we will set, we're gonna set those back so we can always still have a remembrance of what God did in our generation. But we're gonna set up the first four that aren't even engraved yet as a way of saying, we're believing God for what's gonna be written on those stones in your generation.
So that was 3 years ago. And Northwoods, I want you to know that today, with the release of this album, this is a new stone for us as a church that will be set up later this week. And when that stone gets set in a few days, it's to serve as a memorial to future generations and to our church of what God did at this church, giving us a new song as we praise him. And so what I want to do at this time is I want to invite anyone who is a member of our Northwoods worship team or anyone who served on the night that we recorded the live album, whether it was cameras, whatever it might be, I want to invite you to the platform at this time with the rest of our team, and we're going to pray for you. So come on, give it up for those as they come. If you're on the Northwoods worship team, you served on that night, come forward. So church, I want you to notice that It takes an army to accomplish something like this. It wasn't just the few people you see on stage, and there's many more that couldn't be here at this time. But what we're gonna do now is I wanna invite you to stand, and we're gonna pray for this team. And if you guys could kind of come in a little bit tighter here, let's get around the rock. I wanna pray for you guys. And we're just gonna pray, as we have all year, that God would do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine through each of these individuals. And we're gonna ask that the Lord would anoint them afresh, and that there would be more songs that they would capture of the story that God is writing through their life and through this church. And so, church, if you want, just go ahead and extend a hand with us, and let's just pray for each of these individuals here on stage. So, Lord, I thank you for this group of people and for their heart to worship you, Lord. And Lord, we pray that this morning, I pray you would anoint each of these people afresh with your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, in the days ahead, that as they continue to operate in the gifts that you have given them, as they stir up the gifts that you have placed inside of them, Lord, I pray that they would each have moments where they're able to say, man, the Lord is helping me because I'm not this good on my own. And so, Lord, I pray for that. I pray you'd fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord. And I pray that you would put new songs in the mouth of each of these individuals, songs that would go out to the nations, that would serve as a testimony of your goodness and your greatness and your love for each of us, Lord. And so I thank you for what you've done through this group of individuals. I pray that your hand would rest on them, Lord. And I pray you'd move through their lives in a powerful way. And it's in the almighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Come on, church, give it up for them as they exit the stage now. Love you guys. You guys can head out. We're thankful for each of you. So what we're gonna do now is, we got one more song, and it's the song that was born out of our word for the year, more. And so we gotta go out here singing our word for the year. And so again, you're already on your feet, and so let's make sure we sing with all we got, and let's declare that we believe there is so much more that God wants to do in this church and through our lives, amen. We believe there's so much more. So what we're going to do at this time, I'm going to have our team here exit the stage. They're going to head out to the atrium. Give it up for them again as they head off for just a minute. Grateful for each of them. And so as they're walking to the auditorium, they're going to be out in the atrium right here in just a few moments. And if you want to stop by and say hello to the team, or maybe you'd love to share how maybe one of the songs that has been sung has encouraged you, I'd love for you to stop by and share that with them. Also out there in the atrium, there will be tables where you can order merch, so like shirts, hoodies, things like that for Northwoods Worship. Those will be out there at the tables. There'll be commemorative CDs that you can get for $10. And then also, along with the release of the album, we have released a short 10-day devotional. So there's one devotional for each of the 10 songs that you can do along with the album. There's a limited number of those in print, but you can also find that devotional on the app. You can go on our app and download it, and you can do that devotional for the next 10 days. And then for everybody, it's a celebration Sunday. We got cake pops today. So make sure you grab a cake pop on your way out. Everybody gets one. Get one for your kids, whatever it might be. So church, thank you so much for being here and celebrating with us. Come on, let's give God praise for what he's done. Amen. Love you guys. Have a great Sunday. If you need prayer, come on down front. Love to pray with you.